This is Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.
Yes, indeed. You are listening to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. I'm your host, KG Smooth, in the studio with me, Ms. Andrea Fineman, who's the Communications Manager for Interfaith Ministries. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man. You guys do awesome work in the community. And one of the programs that we hear at The Box and also on our sister station, Magic 102.1, was Meals on Wheels last Thanksgiving. And, you know, we went out and we met up and went out and took some meals to, you know, folks who weren't able to get out. So with Interfaith Ministries doing Meals on Wheel, how long has this been going on? How long have you guys been doing this?
This is our 26th year that we are doing the Thanksgiving Meals on Wheels delivery. We deliver Meals on Wheels every weekday to about 4,000 seniors every day. And so on Thanksgiving, we invite volunteers to come help us make these deliveries. And we have to go deliver these 4,000 meals to seniors. And we really rely on the community to help make this happen and give a homebound senior not only a meal, but a friendly face on the holiday.
Sure. Yeah. So how has the reception been over the years? I'm sure they're very appreciative, but from your personal experience, what have you found?
The seniors are so appreciative to have this meal and to get a visitor on the holiday. These seniors are homebound. They can't get out of their house. They can't go to the grocery store. It's a hard day for them. A lot of times they're by themselves on the holiday. So to have a visitor come, bring them a meal, chit-chat with them for just a few minutes makes a big difference.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take very long for the volunteer to do it.
So for people who may not be familiar with why do I keep saying interface? There's something about the interface and interfaith. I don't know. I've been in front of a computer all day. Maybe that's my issue right now. Interfaith Ministries. Give a little background about that for those who may not know about the organization.
Sure. We do a number of different things at Interfaith Ministries for Greater Houston. One of them is we help resettle refugees from all around the world. We help them make Houston their home. They've been fleeing from different kinds of persecution. Mm-hmm. We do some interfaith dialogue events where we bring people of different faiths together to talk about their faiths and values and how similar we all are.
Yeah.
But the largest service that we provide is Meals on Wheels. And we do go out and deliver 4,000 meals to seniors in most of Harris County. And it's a big undertaking. We have about 65 drivers plus volunteers that do that during the week. Mm-hmm. And they go out and deliver to homebound seniors who have difficulty getting out. They have difficulty sometimes standing at the kitchen to make a meal. Some of them are on walkers. Some of them have told me they're just too afraid to turn on the stove because sometimes they forget. And maybe there's smoke that comes out, so they get too nervous to make anything. Mm-hmm. And they just get tired.
Yeah.
So we go out and deliver them this meal. And some of our seniors also get breakfast and weekend meals. Those are the seniors that really didn't have anything come Monday morning. They were so starving for the weekend. So we do the lunch meal, we do the breakfast and weekend meals for some of our seniors. And then we also do this Thanksgiving Day meal.
Yeah, that's awesome. So so are most of the seniors, are they kind of, I don't know, far removed from their other family? Like, do they have that you know of, you know, other family members who come and check on them and all of that?
Some of our seniors do. Some of our seniors have family in the area. They have neighbors that check on them. They have some help and support. Mm-hmm. Some of our seniors really don't.
Yeah.
And those are the ones I talk to, and they've survived their children. They've survived some of their family. Their family may have, their children are all gone. They're all at different parts of the country.
Yeah.
And while they may call and check in on mom, there's nobody getting her groceries. There's nobody fixing that meal. So maybe she just makes sandwiches or cereal to eat every day. Mm-hmm. So our meals make sure that they have a nutritious, balanced diet and a warm meal that's not just cereal. are something that you can fix really fast.
Yeah. Well, that's great. That is awesome. So people listening, if they say, you know what, I want to give back to my community and help out these seniors and do something good for me and make my heart feel happy, how can one volunteer for Meals on Wheels? Either just be just a regular volunteer or for Thanksgiving.
Sure, there's a number of things people can do. Mm-hmm. One is deliver meals. Every weekday, we're always looking for people to deliver meals. You can deliver during your lunch hour. It just takes an hour. Mm-hmm. It's really easy. If you don't have time during the week, you can deliver pet food for our Anna Meals on Wheels program.
Oh.
That's for seniors who have pets. We found that they were sharing their limited food with their pet. So if you think about it, if you live by yourself and you just have your pet there, you're going to share your food. So sure. We gather donated pet food, dog and cat food, and volunteers go deliver that once a month.
Oh, wow.
So that's something that you can do on a Saturday or a weekday at night if that's what you feel more comfortable doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely a great thing. And then for Thanksgiving, we need about 1,500 volunteers to sign up. We need about 1,000 or so to deliver meals, and we need a couple hundred to help us at the distribution site. So this just takes a couple hours. You'll go visit a couple seniors, or you'll help us at the distribution site, setting up and helping us organize everything. And you can sign up online at imgh.org/Thanksgiving.
Okay.
That's the website for Thanksgiving. And it's really easy. It just takes a couple hours of your day. It's family friendly. Bring the family, bring the kids. We'll have some kids crafts there to do. And it's just a great thing to do to give back on a day that you're being so thankful for everything you have.
Right. And since it's only for a few hours that morning, you will be back in time for lunch, dinner, and football.
That's right. You won't miss out on any of those.
You won't miss out on any of this of these any of the great things that happen on that Thursday for Thanksgiving. Now, I also understand, you know, you guys probably need some money as well.
We do.
How can people, you know, help donate? And and are there any particular fundraisers that are going on with Interfaith right
now?
Well,
we are trying to raise $50,000 during the holidays to help fund the meals for Thanksgiving and the holidays.
Okay.
And that will make such a big difference. And people can help. If you can't come out on Thanksgiving Day, we understand. Maybe you're traveling to family members somewhere else. But if you could help give $5, $10, $15 or more if you're able to, $5 is one meal.
Yeah.
So however big or small you can help us, every little bit helps. It makes such a big difference.
Is there any particular need that supersedes another with what you all need? Like, we've got enough, you know, perishable food items. We don't have enough non-perishable. Or we got enough clothes, but we don't have enough shoes. Is there any particular need?
Well, the monetary need is definitely strong.
Mm-hmm.
If people want to give items, we collect different items to give out to the seniors for the holidays.
Okay.
So these are items, toiletries, like toothbrush, toothpaste, mouthwash, shampoo, conditioner, kind of basic needs, and also a warm item like a blanket or scarf. And then we also collect things like crossword puzzles or books, just something to keep the seniors busy, keep their mind on a little sharp. So those are kind of things that we collect during the holidays, and we try to make sure every senior has a little gift, because sometimes that's the only gift they'll have for the holidays.
Now, what is actually the age that is considered senior citizen?
It's 60 and over, and it is all physically need-based. We have assessors that go out and see how you're able to move around the house. They assess you to make sure that, you know, you have these specific needs and you can't get around the house. And they'll also assess you for breakfast or weekend meals. So, you know, if they see you really don't have anything else and there's no other way you're going to get another meal, they'll give you the breakfast and weekend
Now, if I have a senior that is listening now and they're like, well, hey, I didn't know about this, you know, how can I sign up and possibly get, you know, some assistance? How would one go about that?
They can call us at 713-533-4900. Okay. And they can apply for our program. We do currently have a waiting list of about 500 people. Wow. So that's where those monetary donations come in. If we can have enough people help us monetarily, we can try to get people off of our waiting list.
Yeah. Now, are most of the, when you all deliver the Meals on Wheels, are most of the seniors, are they still living at home or living by themselves in an apartment, or are most of them, you know, maybe in a senior citizen's home, you know, some sort of community type of residency? Or
most of them are in their home or maybe in an apartment. Part of the goal of the program is to keep them independent and, yeah, you know, maintaining their own space and dignity. And costs, because when you have to go to a senior home, that cost goes up. So part of the goal of the program is to make sure that they can stay in their home, stay independent. And that meal really helps them, because if you can't cook, that's one of the number one reasons why you would have to go to another facility.
Yeah. With breakfast and lunch and dinner, like what's on the menu?
Well, there are always some good meals. On Thanksgiving Day is a traditional turkey dinner with dressing and mashed potatoes, mm-hmm, and we always have fresh fruit that goes with the meal, sometimes a roll, sometimes a dessert,
yeah,
and you get to choose from orange juice, milk, or chocolate milk.
So you
have some choices where that comes in.
Absolutely. So we're excited. Thanksgiving morning, we will, the family here at 97.9 The Box and Magic 102, we will be out there again this year with Interfaith Ministries for Meals on Wheels, delivering some meals to our senior citizens in the greater Houston area. And so we had such a good time. It was like a party out there, you know. Well, it wasn't chilly to me. It was chilly to the Houstonians because I'm from up north. And so, you know, Houston's cold to me is like, you know, a summer morning back in Ohio. Yeah, you guys aren't used to it. But we had such a good time out there just fellowshipping with another, and then going out to the different homes and, you know, interacting with the seniors. And you're absolutely right, Andrea, about them, you know, just happy to have, you know, a smiling face and for someone to come and talk to them for just a few minutes. And I actually enjoy, you know, talking to our elders, because I learned so much, you know, from them just sitting down, listening to their stories, or, you know, a bit of American history that they know about that we possibly, you know, didn't learn in school or whatnot. So it's definitely an incredible thing, very heartwarming, if you will. And we want you to become a volunteer. Just log on to imgh.org. You can volunteer if you can't do that. Of course, as Andrea said, they are always looking for monetary donations to help get the meals to continue to feed the senior citizens. And the goal is what's again?
$50,000.
$50,000. Do you know whereabout you guys are with that?
You
just started. Okay.
We're a small percentage towards our goal, but, you know, every little bit helps. You can sign up on that website and you can set up a fundraising page and invite your friends. And there are prizes for the fundraisers that fundraise the most money and the teams that fundraise the most money.
So that's what I was going to ask next. You kind of ushered me right into my next question. Yeah. So people can actually, there are teams that can be formed and you can help raise this money for Meals on Wheels. And so now, how does that work?
Right. So it's just kind of like a race if you've done one, except there's no race this time. It's just for delivering meals. And you can sign up. You can put your picture on the page. And you can email out to your friends and family and say, you know, this is really important to me. I'm volunteering. Can you help me find the meals for the seniors that I'm going out to see on Thanksgiving Day? Yeah. And it's a great way to get your friends and family involved. You know, it doesn't have to be a huge donation, but, you know, every little bit helps.
Absolutely. Social media outlets. Yes. Can you please let you know the type of world that we live in today is social media rules the everything, it seems as though. Yeah. How can people follow you all and stay in contact with Interfaith Ministries through social media?
We are on Facebook, Facebook.com/Interfaith Ministries. And we are on Twitter. Interfaith Min is our handle, and the same for Instagram. So we'd love for you to follow us. Let us know how you're doing with your fundraising. Send us pictures on Thanksgiving morning of you out there delivering with your family and just telling us what you're thankful for. We always love hearing from our fans on social media.
Yeah. And so everyone out there that is listening, do not let 97.9 The Box look bad. You go ahead and log on to imgh.org and sign up to volunteer. Can people just, do they have to sign up in order for Thanksgiving morning to help participate with Meals on Wheels?
We really encourage people to do that. That way you will pop-ups. Well, that way you'll reserve your route. We always do need backup drivers that morning because we'll reserve your route and then people don't show up.
Yeah.
So we do need people just to show up that morning just to see if they can help.
Okay.
So we do welcome that. Just, you may or may not be guaranteed a route, but there usually is something for you to do.
And speaking of the work, I heard you say that, you know, van drivers and everything else. What are the positions like, you know, if I sign up and I come there, you know, what will I be doing? So what are the different positions that you all have?
Well, you can sign up to be a delivery driver or you can sign up on site.
Okay.
So things on site that you can do are help set up. You can help with the kids' crafts that we'll have. Okay. You can help hand out the food to the volunteers so that they can put it together in their coolers. We'll need some parking help. Those kind of things happen on site. And for volunteers who are signing up to deliver, you'll go and we'll have everything organized for you and you'll go, you'll pick up your meals. We do ask that you bring coolers, two coolers, one for your hot items, one for your cold items.
Okay.
We will have some coolers for sale on site if you forget yours. But it's really easy. You'll get your meals and just go on your way to delivering meals.
All right. And that is Thanksgiving morning. As I mentioned, log on to imgh.org to get all of the information. You can volunteer if you can't volunteer, of course. As we said, you can always send a monetary donation. And let's do some good this holiday season. Andrea Feinman, the communications manager for Interfaith Ministries, thank you for coming by this morning. And hopefully I will see you on Thanksgiving morning.
That's right. I'll be there.
The yes. And so will all of 97.9 The Box, Magic 102, and our new station, Boom 92 FM. All three stations will be there. So we can't wait. It's going to be a great time.
Great. Yeah. Come out and see us. We're excited to have you.
Thank you so much. And thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And you are listening to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.
We'll be back with more Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.